The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Good morning, TBV. Welcome back to another 9 a.m. East Coast morning edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. 6 a.m. West Coast, 8 a.m. Central, 2 p.m. UK. We out here. We're here to talk last night's, or should I say Saturday night's, big winner, Oleksandr Usyk, and the heavyweight division. One particular heavyweight, should I say, dare I say, anxious, excited, ready to get in the ring with Oleksandr Usyk, ready to prove that he's not ready, coming out and saying that he would struggle if he moved up to heavyweight. This is exactly what we're going to be talking about here. Dillian White comes out and says that Oleksandr Usyk will struggle in the heavyweight division and that he would maul him all night and basically knock him out. So if this is something that you're interested in, something that you want to partake, give us your opinion, comment, chat, call in. The number to do so is 1-425-569-5241. Remember, this is TBV in the morning. Don't type when you can Skype at Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Become my friend and be part of the conversation. Let's head on out to Indiana.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Can't say it enough. I speak it
Boxboys.com. Two attempts, handed fans over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
Boxboys.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, baby? We're back with another one. Dylan White. Again, man, making news. And I would have to say, I don't think he's far-fetched with his assessment of Usyk. I think he will have trouble if he moves up. And I think Dillian White is a guy that is massively big. He's about 6'3", 6'4", and weighs like 250. So, I mean, I think Dillian White is a big guy, and maybe he would maul Oleksandr Usyk. Or maybe, and yeah, think about it. Usyk loves to jab, and Dillian White got some long arms, so his jab would be snappy and might be able to keep Usyk off of him. So Dillian White may be right. So let's get into it and break it down. What's going on, everybody? Good morning.
I don't know how right he is, bro. I mean, statistically, Oleksandr Usyk is 6'3 on BoxRec, 31 years of age, and I believe he weighed in at, he started camp at 240, right? I'm not, do you remember? Do you know I remember them saying.
I have no idea what he started camp at.
Yeah, I remember them saying that he gets up to like maybe 240, if not mistaken. He's not a small dude. I thought he was 6'4". We seen that in the fight that he's not a small dude. We've seen other cruiserweights move up and fill out well, but, yeah, let's give the facts, man. Obviously, the body snatcher Dillian White was ringside to watch the undisputed cruiserweight world championship, between Oleksandr Usyk and Tony Bellew. And he got to witness Bellew being knocked out in that eighth round. And, you know, he immediately had his opinions. Usyk and his team felt that they bring, and I quote, new spirit to the division. But Dillian, I don't know, thinks otherwise. comes right out, and I quote, he says, Usyk will struggle at heavyweight. Heavyweights are bigger and stronger guys, and they will manhandle him. If I fought him, I would do that. If I fought him, I wouldn't do what Tony Belly was doing. I'd charge at him all around the ring. So, I mean, what do you think about his game plan his first immediate reaction to his, the first little bit of game plan? I mean, it's the right game plan. You're the
big guy. Yeah. I don't see Dillian White being the guy that's going to go out there and, like, try to outbox Usyk for a fucking 12 rounds. So he's going to come in there and try to, walk him down. Use those long arms. Man, Dillian White has some long-ass arms. I'm looking at his box rec. 6'4 with a 78-inch wrench. I mean, that's pretty good. And then it's like he's a big guy too, so I'm just thinking jabbing the way he was doing Parker the last fight. So I don't know, bro. He can be 240, but he always sucked down to cruiserweight. So I just got to see him fight a heavyweight before I give him a fucking pass on beating Dillian White or any heavyweight for that matter. Well, not any heavyweight, but like the top heavyweight, like Dillian White, Parker, Joshua, Wilder, Ortiz, those kind of guys.
Well, Usyk made it clear that, you know, he's going to take some time off for the family before he makes any decisions. But Dillian White also made it clear. He said, and I quote, "He's not going to drop me with one punch. I would maul him all night. I would maul him all night long. I would fight him in a very uncomfortable zone for him. If it's a big fight and he wants it, he can have it. I'm game. If Usyk wants it, he can have it. I'm the can man. Like I say all the time, if you're a top 10 fighter, you can have it." I like this. This is what I'm saying. I like Dillian White more and more every time he talks. You know, the fights are not necessarily matching the talk, but that's not his problem or his fault.
What you mean?
Outside of Joseph Parker, like, you know what I'm saying? Joseph Parker was the top of the division. Not to say that, you know, Lucas Brown or any other wins that he got aren't good, because those are the ones that get you to the Parker fight. But he got Parker off a loss. And he lost to AJ, right? So, like, his two biggest fights have an asterisk next to him. One is he got Joseph Parker immediately after a knockout loss or a 12-round decision versus AJ. And the other is when he stepped up to his first undefeated fighter, right, he lost to AJ at 14-0. So, like, there's still questions, right? Because think about it. Which heavyweight with momentum did he defeat? Did he defeat, per se, a Dominic Brazil coming up right now after the loss to AJ? Did he defeat, per se, a fighter like himself on a knockout streak or heavy momentum in the win column after the knockout loss to AJ? Did he defeat, someone? Yeah, all right, good.
And there's nobody without...
there's no one really on his resume that you ain't gonna question, bro. It's like, oh, he beat Lucas Brown. They're like, oh yeah, but you see how fat he was. Oh yeah, but you know he just deposited. It's like he needs that clean win, just like Wilder. Like it's like, oh yeah, no, he beat Lucas. Oh, he had blood pressure medicine.
He's 58, whatever. All that bullshit.
Like these guys need that clean win. It's like oh, you can't. Like for instance, the man in question, Oleksandr Usyk. What could you say? He went through the tournament. He went through the tournament. He fought everybody that was in the tournament. He fought all the champions. You can't say nothing.
Now, Usyk was quoted as saying, where he was asked, when does he want the AJ fight? And he said tomorrow. So
he did say tomorrow, but further in the interview, he also said that he was going to take time off for vacation.
I totally understand that. But so what I'm saying is AJ already beat Dillian White. Do you think that Dillian White is a good step in for Usyk to come in the heavyweight division, or do we need like somebody that's a little level below Dillian White?
If Usyk jumps in there with a Dillian White right away, like let's say he doesn't go straight for the AJ fight, because he also made that clear that he won't be rushed. There's articles out there saying quotes him saying he's not going to be rushed to the AJ fight. So it's not going to happen next. So if he takes on a Dillian White next, a Luis Ortiz, even though that wasn't mentioned, but like Dillian White and Luis Ortiz, to me, I know people are going to use this against me in the future, but like they're almost on the same level. Like Dillian White doesn't have that fear in the division the way that the boogeyman Luis Ortiz brings it, but niggas know he coming to fight. The man coming to bang. Like he coming to bang. You got to be in shape because he coming to bang. So, you know, I'm not saying he's as dangerous as a Luis Ortiz who has 300 amateur background, you know, 300 amateur fights. He's technically straighter, you know, he's a southpaw. So all those little things present more dangers than Dillian White. But I feel like Dillian White's heart and determination, will to win, makes up for a lot of his flaws because he keeps trying. He keeps trying.
So you're saying Dillian White got that Deontay Wilder kind of quality?
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't go that far because, you know, I seen him hanging over the top rope like, you know, clothes on a sunny day. I
mean, we seen Wilder out of there too now.
I never seen Wilder bent over.
Anything like that, but we've
never seen him bent over doggy style over the rope, beating the rope to hold them up. I mean, it was very, I didn't know what I was watching. If it was 40
doggy style,
I mean, I didn't know if I was watching 40 Shades of Dillian White or I was watching a boxing fight. I'm just keeping a G. I had, you know, you got to be careful with these things, you never know. Yeah. But, and I quote, I can never see him shock a real heavyweight, maybe his movement to some lazy heavyweight, but as a heavyweight, you close it down, you nullify it, and you beat him up, rough him up. You will outweigh him by 2 or 3 stones. So weigh him down, push him around. He didn't like a few things Bellew did, like hit him on the side of the head, and he was complaining. So I saw a few signs in there that he doesn't like it rough. Again, what do you think about Dillian questioning, I don't know, maybe the gangster of Usyk?
Bro, look here. One thing about Dillian White that we all know, this motherfucker ain't going to go in there and try to be a Little Miss Debbie and try to do everything right. He's going to be in there hitting you on the side, maybe the back of the head, maybe putting that forearm to you. So Dillian White going to rough him up. And I mean, if the fight happens, Dillian White will probably rough him up. And see, is he able to like swim with the big boys? I mean, you said he's coming down from 240. That's a motherfucking big jump.
You know what? Let me not even say that. I heard that.
I was gonna say, man.
I don't know. I can't remember, but you know, I thought.
To your credit, there is a guy named Daniel Cormier. I know you don't know who the fuck that is, but he's a UFC fighter that comes down from like 240, 250 to 205. So it's not the first time that I heard cruiserweights or light heavyweights coming down to this weight. So, I mean, it's a big drop. But if he come in at 240 at heavyweight, I don't think that he's going to have a problem. I mean, 240, I mean, he's already bigger than Wilder, already bigger than Parker, already bigger than, I think, maybe even Ortiz was like 235 or 245, something like that. But all I know is I just got to see him in the division first. I know Dillian White's going to be very, very aggressive with him, very just muck it up, make it look like not a traditional boxing man, because we all know if you try to get in there and just box with Usyk, he ain't going to win. You got to be able to out-jab. Well, you got to be able to jab when he jab, and you got to be able to make him respect your power to the point he's not just going to do what he did to fucking Tony Bellew after 4 rounds. Start going in.
I think that's what Dillian White brings to this fight. Like, again, you know what I'm saying? If I'm a Alexander Usyk detractor, or I am a Alexander Usyk guy who's on the fence, I want to see him face a Dillian White, not an Amir Mansour. I want to see him face a Dillian White, not really a Joey DeWelco. I want to see him face a Dillian White, not really an Andy Ruiz. Who isn't known for that killer instinct? Like, you know, Dillian White is coming with the dog. Whether he dies in the ring, you know, due to, you know, Usyk giving him a unanimous decision loss, I don't know, you know, but I think that he's gonna give it his very best. till the last drop, whether that's, you know, him looking super sloppy or whatever the case may be. But I feel like that's the test. That's a great test.
Amir Mansour is a great test for Usyk, you said?
Nah. Dillian White. Dillian White.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm saying to myself, like, I'd rather see Dillian than Usyk versus Amir or Usyk versus Joey DeWelke or Usyk versus Andy Ruiz. Because I need someone that's going to bring that dog and see, is Usyk a dog? Can he really hang? If you give him like a Cunningham at heavyweight, you're still thinking like, yo, he just fought a cruiserweight. Like, you know, if you give him an Andy Ruiz, like, oh, yeah, but he's a little chubby. You know what I mean? Usyk used his legs. Like, I want to see him get in there with a heavyweight and show like, nah, bro, I'm a heavyweight too.
Do you see him maybe fighting Joe Joyce again? I mean, that's a fight that could be a rematch of the WSB.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's something that obviously could happen in the future. I just think right now Joe Joyce is on another path. I think Joe.
Now, how do you feel? I don't know what the weight was when they fought back in the WSB, but NO has been, shout out to my guy, NO, he has been very, very adamant that he's seen Usyk throw the kitchen sink at Joe Joyce and couldn't knock him out.
I mean, possibly, bro, but look, the amateurs are the amateurs. I know that was the World Boxing something, the amateurs.
World Series of Boxing.
Yeah, you know, and they didn't have headgear and stuff like that, but it still was that transitional phase. You know, it was still those guys taking off the headgear, being paid for the first time, and fighting without that headgear. I mean, Usyk, look at him now, is all I can say. So if he did that to Joyce back then, look at him now, is what I'll repeat. Listen, let's go out to the phone lines. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Call us from anywhere internationally by adding Nestor Gibbs on Skype. So remember, don't type when you can Skype. That's NESTORGIBBS. And if you're just joining us, whether it's in the future, the past, the present, doesn't matter. Hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. It lets other people know exactly what we're doing around here. It lets them know that this is a safe haven for some good old-fashioned boxing talk. Good morning once again to everyone. Let's get in.
Right, before we go to these callers, go ahead and go to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors and click on one of those hyperlinks. Matter of fact, go ahead and bookmark one of those hyperlinks in your browser. So you can go to Amazon, Own It, Audible. We got Bell's Buns, and we got Blue Apron. We got everything you can even think of over there, man. So go over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors and check out some of those hyperlinks that we have and do all your shopping through that. We get a little kickback if you do your shopping through one of those hyperlinks. Thank you so much.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Yes. Read your group chat right quick.
Yeah, I mean, that's another day. That's not, you know, I obviously just said that. So you acting like I didn't just say Alexander Usyk said he won't be rushed and he's not going to fight Anthony Joshua next.
I mean, but his manager, I was just going to say. That's all.
Let's get out to D.C. Marcus, talk to me.
Yo, what's up, Boxing Voice? Yo, I'm not a believer that Usyk won't do well in the heavyweight. I don't think he matches up with some heavyweight. But the reality is that he's going to present problems for anybody because, look, the resurgence of the heavyweights really has been about power, Deontay and Joshua. But the heavyweights aren't that skilled, you know? So putting on weight the right way, And going in there and implementing the game plan, you can nullify power. I mean, power is just one aspect of boxing. There are a lot of fighters who have power and don't win fights. So,
what about the
White?
I was gonna say, what about the athleticism?
The what?
Athleticism.
The athleticism is gonna cause a problem because most heavyweights, it's going to present a conditioning problem. So you got to take the Evander Holyfield scenario, right? Evander Holyfield was a highly conditioned athlete that was a cruiserweight champion before he moved up to heavyweights. Now, clearly, the heavyweights weren't as big in the tail end of him being in at Lennox and Riddick Bowe were probably the biggest heavyweights and Foreman. But most heavyweights at that time probably was like tapping out at 220. Mike was like, what, 215? So he kind of fought in the era where they were still kind of his size. There's clearly a size disadvantage here with Usyk versus the heavyweights that are in there now. but there's also a conditioning and a skill set deficiency that the heavyweights had. And then one of these fights is just like any other fight. The heavyweight is not about – Usyk can clip one of them and knock them out, so let's don't get the game twisted. But the problem is that's going to present for them, and he doesn't have one punch of knockout power, and he doesn't fight that way. So the thing is that –
But that's exactly what Dylan said. That's what Dylan said. He said this guy isn't going to drop anybody. He said this guy isn't going to drop anybody with one punch.
But the thing is, Ness, he doesn't have to, because what he brings to the table is he's going to have dummies like Dylan White thinking they're just going to go in there and charge him, and he's going to matador their ass for 4 or 5 rounds. And he's going to deplete their power and resources. And the whole time, he's just going to be touching them. And they probably going to think, oh, he's not doing nothing. But when they off of their nose and that exhaustion starts kicking in, those punches, and he doesn't throw pity-pat punches. I'm just saying, we just say he don't have one knockout punch, one punch knockout power. But he doesn't throw pity-pat punches, all right? He starts Bellew. Like, let's don't get the game fucked up. He starts
Bellew. Think Bellew had
no different than Adonis did either, huh?
You don't think Bellew had any success this weekend?
See, and I thought about that, and I actually thought Ness was going to say that. You know, like in the early stages of watching Gennady Golovkin, when he was getting hit, there were some people, like myself, who were saying, don't get confused where he letting people hit. He's not defensively unreliable. Mm-hmm. He just tell in the beginning who he can let hit him and who not hit him. No, he got hit against Bellew, but he knows he wouldn't be able to get hit like that against Dylan. He know he wouldn't be able to allow himself to get hit like that.
Marcus, stop punching after the bell. Mike, fix your echo with your little, all that craziness. Why is it that your board changes daily? Why you can't just leave your shit alone? Mike in Connecticut, talk to me. It's been doing it all morning. Hey, I just didn't want to say this shit live, but fuck. Go ahead, Mike.
What's going on, everybody? So there's a couple of things I have an issue with Usyk at heavyweight. One, he was getting touched by Tony Bellew too much for me to believe that, you know, somebody like Deontay Wilder, who has a quick jab, I think he has faster hands than Tony Bellew, and he fights on the back foot. And what we saw from Usyk, he can't really fight that great on the front foot. So if he has to chase Wilder, he's going to catch that right hand, and that's night-night. You know, I think Dillian White is going to lean on him, use his forearms. You know, he's going to come to fight and win no matter what. And I don't see Usyk having the power to keep Dillian White honest, because we've seen Dillian White take big punches from AJ and still come at him like a zombie. So I don't know about Usyk being able to really do that much at heavyweight. I'm not sold on him at all.
Mike, man, well, thanks for calling in. Good morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. Listen, don't forget, at one point today, you come on over to YouTube, hit the thumbs up, or at least share this show. Let the world know. It's a morning show here. This is going to be your daily commute. No more Charlemagne the God. Me and Mike got that shit covered. Troy, Baltimore, talk to me.
Yeah, big ups. How you doing, man? Mike, Ness, how you doing?
Morning.
Good. Good topic so far, man. I can tell you what I see in Usyk. He has good eyes, meaning that if you give him any space, any time, he's just going to see what he needs to see and pick you off that way. Dylan is right in this sense. Don't give him any time to use those eyes, use his brain, and use the other skills he has. Because he's not every fighter fights at a rhythm. Everybody has a rhythm, 1, 2, 3, or two, just a different rhythm. If you take his rhythm away and make him work a little faster than he wants to, then everything that he is goes out the window. It makes him speed up, and he's not that good. And he has a habit of going straight back when he's forced backwards. And that could be a downfall. Now, as far as size, I keep hearing about size. Size is great, but there's been great little men who beat good big men all the time. And Usyk is good. I don't see greatness in him. He's talented and he's good, but I don't see any greatness. Now, I tell you a fight I like to see if he moves up. Put him in there with your boy, Ness, you know, Big Belly, right? Let him fight Big Belly.
Big Baby going to put him right in his belly. Remember that? I'm going to have to get that sound bite from Austin Powers. Get in my belly. You crazy, bro. He can't handle that. Right. He can't handle that. There's no way.
Well, no, no, no. That's
he'll walk him down, bro. Listen, I'm telling you, I go to Big Baby's camp all the time. He's not slow. Right. Like, I can't believe his feet work that well. Like, it would be a great fight because people would, even if he lost to Usyk, people would be impressed with Big Baby because he'll be able to keep up with him. His feet are fast, bro. This guy moves in the ring. And he throws all those punches, man. I mean, how doesn't he tire in Usyk?
Okay, now, see, I'm glad you mentioned all that, the feet and all that. You got anything to say, Mike, before I start rattling on, man?
No, you got it.
Okay. Now, all the punches, all the feet that are good, but what's the skill behind all of that? Because you can have fast feet, fast hands all you want. Let me tell you what, if you don't have a guidance or a plan with those fast feet or those fast hands, all you are is someone with fast feet and fast hands. Whereas this guy here, Usyk, you know, we could call him, you know, a station wagon, right? Your boy here is just a Porsche that's built like a tank or whatever. But the tank doesn't have any direction. It just comes at you. But the station wagon, it could move a little bit. It has a plan. It has a purpose. And that's what this guy here is. Usyk, he's a very well-schooled thinking fighter. Everybody wants him to be the next Holyfield. That's not going to happen. He doesn't have that skill set at all. Doesn't have that.
Troy, thanks for calling in. I wouldn't say he don't got the skill set, though. I'd say he don't got that Holyfield dog. You know what I'm saying? Holyfield was a dog. He got right up in there, head-to-head, uppercuts. He's just be fucking ripping and digging to the body, to the head. And Mike still got the stupid motherfucking echo. Every time he unmutes himself, I just hear myself because his system is jacked up. We're going to go to our mastermind, Javier, Alabama. Stand the fuck up.
Yo, what's up? Hey, man. I think White would be the perfect fight for Usyk. Like, Usyk would love that fight because, I mean, y'all niggas be acting like we ain't just see Dillian White damn near die at the end of the fight against Joshua. I mean, not Joshua, but Parker. That motherfucker was huffing and puffing. He was on fumes against fucking Parker for a few rounds. It wasn't just one round. We saw him going, like, slowly decreasing as the fight kept going on. Usyk could cruise away, and I'm pretty sure Usyk got the gas tank that he could take him out in like the 10th round, to be honest. Like, he could sleep White just because White, when he get tired, his defense is fuck it. That's basically his defense. Fuck it. I'm taking punches, and nigga knock me out because I'm finna die from being tired. That's how he feels. When he get tired, that nigga don't care about putting his hands up. He don't care about head movement. Motherfucker, I'm about to die. I ain't got no breath in me. So I'm just trying to say, White, the perfect fight for Usyk. Usyk will love that shit. Just fucking stick the jab out there for a few rounds. Let White swing wild. See, we talking about Wilder swing wild. White swing just as wild. I don't know what the fuck we talking about. Like, we be acting like White just a technical fighter. This motherfucker swing just as wild as Deontay. So, we're actually more wild, you know. My nigga Deontay pretty crispy. But anyways, so all I'm saying is I think White will probably get knocked out by fucking Usyk, to be honest, in the late rounds. But I want to see fucking I fuck with Usyk versus Koenaki, though. That's a good fight. I like that fight. But Koenaki might impress some people, to be honest. I mean, Koenaki a big dude who got a high Koenaki and Big Baby similar, to be honest. They big as hell, but they just keep punching. Them motherfuckers just keep throwing. I mean, they keep they fucking they punch right up. So, I mean, hey, I'm saying I think Koenaki give a better fight than fucking White, to be honest. But that's my call.
Javier, thanks for calling in. Solomon on Skype, talk to me.
Yo, can you hear me, yeah?
I hear you, brother.
Yeah, I was ready today. But yeah, Javier, man. That shit was funny, bro. But I swear I saw Deontay Wilder walking out of that ring on one of them rounds with Ortiz. Hit them spaghetti legs. I was walking like a zombie standing up. I don't know if you remember that. Was it just me? Yeah? Was it just me? Yeah. Okay.
No, It ain't just you. We all remember other
All right. So let's not try and just downplay like Dillian White, all these guys, like they're the only one that's been buzzed. Like your man got buzzed, yeah. But whilst someone Wilder, yeah.
Who did he get buzzed by again, Solomon?
Who? Who Wilder? Like Ortiz.
Oh, okay.
What about that fight with that French dude? And the ref had to stop it in the end. Wilder hit him with everything, like what Fury said.
Oh, you mean the same guy that Big Baby, 320 pounds, couldn't stop? They went 12 rounds with him? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I get it.
All right. But he didn't knock him out, though, did he? The refs and that, they just like,
I mean, if the ref steps in, it's definitely a TKO. If the ref doesn't step in, then you win a unanimous decision. What Big Baby did, another heavyweight.
I know, but we get things that are like a bit biased. Kind of like that Stiverne mandatory. That was like a bit crazy. But anyway.
Oh, really? Really? So Alexander Povetkin being the mandatory right in the middle of the biggest negotiations in the world, that wasn't a bit crazy.
But he was already supposed to fight your man, and your man ducked him.
So that's what I'm saying. So like, wasn't my man supposed to already fight Stiverne because it's a mandatory?
Yeah, but how can Stiverne be your mandatory? Like, that's a joke.
Yeah, but you need to take that up with the WBC, not with Wilder, because we don't take up AJ's rankings with AJ.
Yeah, but at least AJ. But this is the thing with Wilder. Yeah, Wilder hasn't even cleared up domestically. Where's his Brazils? Where's his Big Babies? Why ain't he fighting none of these guys?
Why hasn't
he fought none of these guys in 40 fights?
Listen to me. Big Baby's resume is built off Wilder victims. What the fuck are you talking about? Where's his Big Baby? I don't know. Ask Big Baby where's his Big Baby at. Tell him stop fighting Wilder leftovers like Gerald Washington and Duapa. Those are Wilder leftovers. That's a
Wilder
fact.
Leftovers.
That's a fact, my man.
That's a fact.
I'm just keeping it G.
Why won't he fight no one? Why won't he give Dillian White a fight?
It's funny. You can tell a sheep a mile away. Not only do they smell like shit slightly because they're always in it, but we're talking about Dillian White and Usyk, not Wilder. But you want to talk about Wilder because he is the biggest. He is the biggest, most demanding personality in the heavyweight division. It wouldn't even be as exciting if he wasn't in it. And that's why you wake up to talk about him. It's crazy.
We're here talking about an undisputed
champion who is now possibly moving up to heavyweight. He's getting called out by a British heavyweight who we all like, but you rather talk about the American who has 40 bums on his resume, skinny legs, never fought anybody. You guys are hilarious. Hey,
can I just say a few more bits? Yeah, you gotta come on, man. Let me get my round off, man, because every time I get my round off, you lock me off, man. You're not ready for this fire. But so in this Fury fight, yeah, if it goes 12, I think your man's in trouble, innit? Your man could knock Fury out. There's no doubt. It's hands down, innit? But I can't see Fury knocking out Wilder. But if it goes 12 rounds, I don't know, innit? But yeah, I'll leave it at that, man. Now it's on for the call, lads. Speak to you, man, soon. Take care.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Let me see what we got going to Anthony in Cincinnati. Talk to us.
Yeah, it was good. Good morning.
Morning, brother.
Thought we was going to get through the day. Thought we was going to get through the whole show without a sheep, man. Everybody had some good-ass cows, and then we got a sheep. Okay. But let me get my crow for picking Tony Bellew, you know, in honor of my man, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie's very influential.
Nah,
a lot of people.
I mean, Usyk, he answered a lot of questions for me, you know, but just, you know, I really didn't think he was that good. I thought he was pillow fisted. I thought everything he did was just kind of pity pat, you know, so I didn't really give him much credit up until now, but he got a little bit of pop. He put him down with one shot, so he got some nice pop on him, but he goes up to heavyweight. I mean, I think he can pick apart just about any of the lower level heavyweights, all of them. But once you get to the upper echelon of heavyweights, he's going to have problems. And, you know, he let Tony Bellew do too much. He let him do too much in there because we looking at the fight like, shit, Tony Bell, you can ride this motherfucker out. He's winning. Like, but he can't do that shit against some of the bigger. He damn sure ain't gonna fight no Wilder. That's why he said, I'm going straight to AJ. I'm curious to see, like, who's gonna be his first heavyweight fight. Like, I'm curious about it. I don't think he's gonna pick somebody who's good. Like, if he fights Dillian White, I think he beats Dillian White, but it's gonna be a rough ass fight for him. He's gonna get beat up. He's gonna get knocked over not from a punch. He's just gonna get knocked over, thrown out the ring, sweated on, spit on, all kinds of shit. You know how Dillian White fight. But once he gets to AJ, he just don't seem to have the length to deal with the length that they have. So I think he gets hurt. I ain't seen no dog yet, so maybe you got some dog we don't know about, but hey, if he wants to take that leap to heavyweight, shit, good luck, because I think he's going to get knocked the fuck out. But hey, we'll see. We'll see how good he really is. But, yeah, that's my call.
Ant, thanks for calling in, brother. Enjoy the rest of your day out there in Queens City. Let's go out to Ike on Skype. Talk to me. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Liverpool. I'm thinking I'd like to see Usyk face guys like Charles Martin or Joseph Parker first. Reason being that we don't know what his punch resistance is like. I don't know if he's able to take a very quick punch. Everyone knows Dillian White is a hard puncher. Will Dillian White beat Usyk? I don't know, because Dillian White's conditioning is quite poor. Like we saw against the Joseph Parker fight, he was blowing the 11th and the 12th. Same with the AJ fight, by the 5th round he was blowing. So he's consistently shown he's had like a poor conditioning. Although he's had to take fights with 6 weeks notice most of his career. That being said, I think people are looking down on Usyk. He might not have the knockout power, but he has the skill, he has the movement, he has the athleticism. He could tire a lot of these guys out. So I would rather see Usyk face a guy like Joseph Parker or Charles Martin for starters, and then we'll see how it goes. But if he takes the fight with Dillian White next, I think White rocks him. That's my opinion.
All right, Ike, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to go out to our Patreon ringer, Stainless, who gets to cut the line for being a ringer. Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Check out all the perks, different tiers and levels to help support your favorite podcast. Stainless, good morning in Detroit. What's up?
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, TBV, what up? Mike, what's good, baby? Ness, what's good, man?
Morning.
What's happening?
What's up, Mike? You quiet? Or you...
I'm trying to get my shit right. Do you still? Is there still feedback?
There is not. You good?
Okay.
Nah, you great, baby.
I ain't want to say too much.
Hey, no,
guys, brother, your shit got to be 1,000%.
I'm an audio quality snob.
He will dog the shit out your ass on live, on private. It don't matter. He's the same guy.
I've seen it. Don't get me wrong. I'm deep in management now, so I'm working 65 hours a week and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I still watch the show. I just don't get the call in. You know what I'm saying? But to correct Ness, he always called me a ringer because I started out as a ringer.
I know. It's boomerang.
So
I know.
I get to come.
That shit, you know, embedded in my mind. I just be forgetting.
Well, you know, I was a ringer when I started out. That was the first thing I was trying to get to. Like, let me just get that ringer so I can cut the line just so I can say, you know what I'm saying, TBB for life. Please make sure you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode, because I'll be on that. But then it was like, I spent so much time saying that, like, I need to get my boomerang just so I can get my boxing insight in. But it's been a minute, fellas. So I just wanted to see how y'all was doing. You know what I'm saying? I've heard the shows. I watched the shows. I've cracked up laughing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, like I say, y'all my people. So I just wanted to say good morning to y'all as well. On to this topic, though. Plus, you know, I'm on that that morning wake and bake. So what better to wake and bake with than a TPV morning show? So, but on to the topic. I don't know, man, about the white, about wanting to see white fight Usyk right up. You know what I'm saying? Like, Usyk is the undisputed and defending undisputed champion of the cruiserweight division, true. But we all know that he's going to have to acclimate to heavyweight division. And I'd rather see him fight a Andy Ruiz or a Charles Martin or a, what's his name, Kozaki or, I think I'm saying it right, Kozaki or something. I'd rather see him against not bottom 50 or bottom 25, but, you know, maybe top or the lower part of the top 15. You know what I'm saying? Just to acclimate to the weight and get an idea of who he is. Like, obviously, the dude's got pop. You know what I'm saying? He knocked Bill you out one clean shot. It wasn't from a combination. You know? The dude's got skill. He's not a Lomachenko. You know what I'm saying? But he is up there to the echelon. And we need to respect the dude. I mean, white sounds silly calling out, you know what I'm saying, the dude that ain't even moved up yet. You know what I'm saying? But as always, please make sure that you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. I'm going to push one. You know what I'm saying? I'll push one again when I'm ready to get back in.
I think Javier pushed one. And, man, y'all be going too far with these pictures, bro. Every time somebody knocks somebody down, y'all want to go to that Ali picture of him standing over him. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. We better than that.
Javier, you back.
Hey, I just wanted to say, that nigga name is Solomon. Is that his name?
Like that. Yeah, Solomon.
Hey, he fucking retarded. Hey, is he good, G? Like, I mean, he compared. So I said, he got mad because I said Dillian White got down, was looking horrible against Parker. So he said Deontay got shook against fucking Luis Ortiz. The fuck that got to do with anything? What? How does that? How do those two compare at all? Nigga, I mean, Deontay came back and won. Dillian White got slumped in the 12th round and got saved by the bell. Nigga, them is two completely opposite situations. What the fuck, man? Niggas retarded. I just really had to say that. I had to get that off my chest. That's it.
Javier, thanks for calling in on your mastermind status. Don't know what that is? Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Check out the many perks and learn how all our alumni listeners are showing up with these different titles and privileges. Stunner in New Jersey, talk to me. Good morning.
TBV, what's good, Mike? What's good, Ness?
What up? What up?
What up?
Alright. I'm loving this topic, alright, because I got something to say about Usyk and White, so I'm going to start with Dillian White first. So, he said something along the lines of, oh, I'm the can man, anybody in the top 10. But, last I remember, Dillian White has stuffed two consecutive top 10 opponents ordered by the WBC, and Dominic Brazil and Luis Ortiz, who's also about 20 years older than Usyk and is also southpaw. You don't want to fight him, but you want to fight the cruiserweight. That's neither here or there. Secondly, I also heard another caller allude to Wilder fighting Johan Duopas and struggling or getting hit and, you know, making fun of that. But the funny part about that is Johan Duopas fought the same Robert Hellenius that Dillian White did. The only difference is that when Johan Duopas fought Robert Hellenius, he knocked him out. And when Dillian White did, he went the full 12 rounds and Robert Hellenius broke his hand in the third round. Thirdly, Alexander Usyk wants to go to heavyweight and challenge for the heavyweight title. It's fine and dandy, but last time I checked, if you're fighting for the heavyweight title, I would think you'd be like the, I don't know, second, third, fourth best heavyweight in place in line to fight him. But here we have a guy who wants to fight the number one heavyweight, and it's not sure how he matches up with the number eight heavyweight. It doesn't make too much sense to me. But, yeah, I got to go back to work, so that's my call.
Stunner, thanks for coming down, laying some facts. We're going to Alabama T-Town stand-up. Edward, good morning.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. The first time, I mean, just being real, the first time I saw Usyk fight was when he fought Bellew the other night. And I think everybody's getting a little too cranked up about it, man. Get a man some time to develop, because I don't really see where, like, I don't know where Bellew has shown to have this monster chin where knocking him out was something amazing, you know. He gets hit with too many straight right hands. If he fought Wilder, he's going to get crucified. I think he just needs to, I don't know, like I say, he needs some fights, maybe get acclimated to the weight. And Dillian Whyte needs to shut up. There's guys that are primed and ready to fight you right now. That's who you need to be worrying about fighting. Instead of trying to find a way to sidestep any kind of challenge, you only want to fight domestic fighters. So the thing I give Usyk over a Whyte is at least he's willing to travel and go beat people on their home turf. I mean, Whyte needs to go take care of his business. He needs to just wait around for his opportunity in April, because that's the fight that he's going to have next after December if he beats Chisora, and then we'll go from there. Usyk, to me, like I said, I see some of the skill set. I can tell he trained in America a little bit. I can see some fighting style, but he looks small to me. I don't think he really has the links to compete at the elite level. He can beat some of these, like, you know, 5 to 5 and below guys, but if he gets above that, he gets starched. So hopefully we give him some time and he gets some good fights in, but at the elite level, he'll never be. That's my call. I appreciate y'all.
All right, Edward, thanks for calling in. We're going to Rick in Denver. Good morning.
Morning, fellas. You know, I'm kind of surprised nobody thought of Pulev being an opponent for Usyk. I think that might be a good warm-up bout to get into heavyweights. I mean, Pulev ain't all that, but I think it would be a good fight for Usyk. What do you guys think about that opponent?
I mean, Pulev is good, but he's got that mandatory to AJ, and the issue is, I mean, the one we're only talking about this because Dillian is actually calling him out, so it's a little more interesting.
Yeah, Dillian, his last fight, the only reason how he got out of there was from that clinch. Man, that guy's garbage. I don't see it happening. Dillian Whyte and Usyk, that ain't going to happen. Usyk ain't going to go into that right now. But personally, I think everybody's hopping on that hype train. I think the caller before me is right. Everybody's hopping on that fucking thing right now. And I think Usyk's right and taking his time. But personally, like I said, I think Pulev would be a really good fight for him coming into the heavyweight division. Thanks for having me on this morning, guys. Have a great day.
Rick, thank you. Going out to KO'd on Skype.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it sounds like you in a fucking tunnel.
All right, I'll make this quick. So I think Dillian Whyte is somewhat underrated by a lot of people. And I think that if you watch the Parker fight closely, you realize that he actually outboxed Parker. Dillian Whyte has got very long arms, and he's the kind of guy, I think his counterpunching is quite underrated as well. I think if Usyk fights him now, he'll definitely struggle. I think Usyk needs to fight someone, maybe like a top 10, top 15, and just for him to gradually build up on the heavyweight. I don't think he should just jump in straight away. I think Dillian Whyte might be too much for him. I think that, I don't know if you've seen an interview where Dillian Whyte said he sent out 2 contracts to Luis Ortiz and he didn't hear nothing back. He said, sent out a contract to, what's the other guy, the mandatory for WBC as well. Yeah, nothing.
Social.
Yeah.
Yo, tell this to Dillian Whyte.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
Of course, if nothing fits your narrative, everyone is lying, isn't it? The only people that don't lie is...
Luis Ortiz's manager is already quoted in the media saying he never got a Whyte contract. So why are two sides saying opposite things? There's only one dude in the middle of that, and that's Eddie.
When did he say that?
He personally told me, Jay Geminis personally told me, I've been saying that for a long time. I've been saying that they offered him 3 fights not named Dillian Whyte. What are you talking about? I'm the one told you Luis Ortiz was definitely going to be on December 1st, and he's considering the 3-fight deal after December 1st pay-per-view with Wilder. So I don't know what you're talking about. They told me personally they never got any deal for Dillian Whyte. So
yeah, and how do we know they're not lying?
And that's what I'm telling you. 2 sides with 2 different stories. Who's the middleman there? There's only one There's only one constant middleman when there's two sides conflicting. You tell me his name.
All right. Listen, all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, when White, if White ever
And hold on a minute. Hold on, KO, because now you're going to be slain for every sheep out there. Because how dare you come on here saying that Dillian White sent the contract. But when Deontay Wilder sends the contract and fucking term fees.
Hold on.
When he does send it, right? Eddie puts the narrative out there that how could a boxer send that, right? So who gives a fuck about Dillian White and his offer when Eddie already told us, and we believe everything Eddie says, that how the fuck could a boxer send a contract?
Don't get emotional. We're talking facts here.
Yeah, no, that's fact. Tell me that's not a fact. Tell me that's not a fact. Tell me it's not a fact.
What's not a fact?
Eddie Hearn said Deontay Wilder is just a fighter. How could he be sending over a contract? So if Deontay can't send a contract, how the fuck could Dillian White send a contract?
Well, he didn't say he sent the contract. Deontay was the one that came out and said he was the one that sent the contract. That's what he said. So I mean, I know Deontay is full of shit, but obviously you're not gonna say that because he's been ducking Dillian White from daytime. You know why he is, yeah? Deontay Wilder, your WBC champion. Let me ask you a question. He fought Luis Ortiz when Luis Ortiz was 10 years younger or something. Do you think he would have beaten
him? Oh, my God. Now you want to play if was a spliff. Come on, bro.
If he was 10 years younger.
You want to play hypothetical? Younger,
that means Wilder is just coming out of the Olympics.
If you're on Skype and you're not KO'd, please mute yourself, Joel. We go through this all the time, Joel. Please.
Y'all forget that Adrian and Wilder been boxing the same.
Joel, mute your mic, Joel.
Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ. Any young elite boxer has a chance to beat Deontay Wilder. He's not really fought any elite fighter.
Tell him to sign the contract. We wanted him in September. He didn't want it.
Luis Ortiz just had a little bit more in the gas. He would have beat the crap of him and won. So,
KO, get your ringer or boomerang status on and come back. Thanks for calling in. But I love the sheep. I'm going to just continue to remind you what you are by playing your favorite. I get it, though, Mike. You know, it's not necessarily that they're full-blown sheep. You know, Mike, KO could just be waking up this morning saying, fuck it, I'm a troll TBV, right? Because this is obviously an Usyk Dillian White show. Like, how they bring up Wilder every single
time. I was just going to ask that, bro. I'm like, damn, it's like Dillian White, Usyk, and the fucking title. And they want to bring up fucking Wilder every time.
In the description, it also says that Usyk is headed the Anthony Joshua route. So I didn't even tag Deontay. Like, I literally did not even put his name as a tag. But they love him. I see that. Brandon, North Carolina.
Good morning, fellas. Mike, Ness. Morning, hey, man. We had to go back and forth with the AJ and Wilder thing. Now, we're talking about Dillian White and them. I don't think that everybody keeps saying Charles Martin and everybody for Usyk. I don't think they're going to fight anybody that does not have a draw. They're coming off of a pay-per-view fight, and so they're going to go down. And he's probably made a good amount of money fighting Tony Bellew, right? So why would he take less money to fight a harder person? I think they're probably going to get somebody like a Povetkin, fight him in Usyk's hometown. And, you know, and Povetkin would probably do a good draw. And then, you know, probably put him up against, probably go straight towards the AJ. I think the Pulev thing was good. I mean, he could take his mandatory. And then they can say, okay, well, now he's the mandatory to fight Joshua because he beat Pulev. I can see that happen, but I just don't see him fighting no big pie anyway. I think he would probably fight somebody that has a draw. And then it's something that actually spark up something with AJ so they can say, okay, now the narrative is AJ. But you know my thing, man. I'm saying let's fight one big fighter and go straight to Wilder so I can get this money off of Ness, man. I need it, man. Christmas coming. I need it, man.
It'd be Christmas, what, 2020? 2019? Yeah, I need that.
You ain't never gonna, yo, you ain't never gonna get that.
4th of July, bro, you ain't winning.
Right. Now, hold on. We betting on Fury or Usyk? Because I'll take both.
Usyk.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just opening it up in case you want some Fury action. You can send me
I
that.
I want that Fury action, but we got to do some. We got to do some type of, you know, knockout before fifth.
He wants some odds. He wants some odds. Yeah, I do that straight betting, baby.
Supposed to be Fury.
I straight bet.
He's supposed to be Usyk.
He's supposed to beat the man to beat the man.
Absolutely. Y'all keep saying the man to beat the man, but this dude never defended not one title. Not one. He defended no title.
Hey, he had a mental breakdown. A lot of people would go through that shit.
You know why? You know why? He had a mental breakdown because he was going to fight a Klitschko who figured it out. Okay, you know what? 12th round, all I had to do was throw my hands. This dude really don't punch that hard. So all I had to do was throw my hands. So he knew that Klitschko was going to come out from round one and start throwing them haymakers. He knew that, and that's why he got scared. I still don't think a Wilder fight going to happen. Wilder's starting to look good in these trainings, even though I don't see where he's putting the weight on yet.
Nah. I think he put on weight, bro. I think he's getting more muscular, bro. He look bigger. He do. But anyway.
Yeah, I think he's getting muscular. Absolutely muscular, yes. But I don't think he's putting on, like, anything to handle any type of aggression if Fury goes into that Cunningham mode where he just started bullying.
Yo, he just said Fury about to get aggressive. You wildin', Brandon. Word is more. I'm going to take that money happily. You know it. Let's get out to Stainless on the boomerang tip.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm on my waking back. I didn't get to really talk about the White aspect of it all, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why White is challenging Usyk. That don't really make sense, for one. You know, like, you got all these other... You got a real shot at a belt, like, whether it's with Wilder or Joshua, like, to be going after Usyk doesn't make sense.
Come on, bro. He said he ain't going to be rushed, just like AJ said he ain't going to be rushed. And that's just like Danny wasn't rushed. So
which makes sense. Even more important than that, he said, this year has been a very hard year for me. I mean, the dude went through the World Super Series and then came out of it and fought. I didn't get to call out yesterday, so I got to say a prime Bellew. That was Bellew's best fight, or the best fight from Bellew that I've seen. You know, like I actually have Bellew ahead 4-3 before he got knocked out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was starting to decline, obviously, but I had him ahead at that point. So, you know, like it was a good put out by Bellew. And Usyk, he just impressed as far as his power. You know, like I already knew everything else that he had, but I never really saw any real power display from him. And he was taking them shots and smiling and yessing him on like a old Triple G or a young Triple G, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? So it was good to see. But White, you know, I'm still trying to see White fight Ortiz. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, he looked horrible against Parker. I don't care what anybody say. You know, like I didn't watch that fight when y'all watched. You remember I just got off, so I watched it later on by myself, like volume down, like I have to do, you know what I'm saying? And it was a horrible fight. It was an ugly fight. Yeah. And he looked horrible. He looked Larry Holmes slappy and sick type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't good for me. You know what I'm saying? And he's not impressed me so far. You didn't look good against, Lucas Brown until, the knockout. That was the only thing good about the fight. The last good fight I saw from him was when he got knocked out by AJ, and he didn't look good then. You know, so I'm not really impressed by White. You know, he ain't done nothing to impress me, so I don't understand. I mean, other than, you know, like I'm Team USA all day, I get the Team UK thing, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to be no sheep. I'm saying we wolves over here, especially when you try to attack our own. We pack up then, so... Remember that when y'all keep on trying to talk stupid to my people over here. As I always say,
the Boxing Voice Pod. Please make sure you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. Fellas, peace, man. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Stainless, thank you for calling in, brother. Enjoy the rest of your day. We got some callers on Skype. Let me go out. Listen, I'm going to Skype. If I don't call you, mute your mic. Joel, why is your head so fucking thick? Talk to me, brother. You learned how to mute and unmute finally? Joel. Yo, Joel. Now he muted himself. He don't even know how to get back on, poor guy.
That's it. Next Skype caller.
Joel. All right, we're going to Danita's Papi.
Damn.
Yo, Ness, that's me, Dennis.
What up? In Tampa?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit, look at you rocking out with the Skypey. What's going on, baby?
No, today's Veterans Day, bro. So, you know, I'm honoring that and grateful to be a member and have a day off, bro.
Nice, nice. Well, thank you for your service, brother. How you doing with the boxing talk? What do you think about the topic?
Hey, check this out. Let's say, for example, there was like a European heavyweight champion, right? And let's pretend like they do you, Usyk. Let's say like he was Crawford. Crawford had nothing more to prove at 140. He went to 147 and they fed him that dude. I can't think of his name. The champion that beat Horn. Is there a heavyweight Horn? Like the, some European champion or something? Because they're going to, with Eddie now manipulating, doing whatever he got to do to get his people to be the front of the line, is there like some dude out there that we're not considering? Look what Canelo did. He picked the fucking alternate 168 champion that, man, I didn't even think about that dude. So there's got to be some dude out there that they can throw a wild card with Usyk. If not, he's just going to go up and fight stupid dudes like Pulev and all these other things. But, bro, in two or three fights, he's got to be fighting for a championship because that's what they do. They don't put him out there to pasture and fucking go up the ranks when you're a Crawford or you're a Usyk. They're not going to do that. So if they were smart, they just cut to the chase. At least in 2 years, let's say 2020, he should be fighting for a belt. Because he's like Crawford. Look how fast Crawford got it. So I'm using that analogy because that's what they're going to do with Usyk. Because the last thing they need to do is let his ass get knocked out, which is also a possibility with these dudes at heavyweight. Because one punch changes the fight when you're above 220 pounds, over 200 pounds. So that's my call. You know, I don't call as much as I do, but I never miss a show. So love and respect to you all, all right?
Dennis, man, thank you. Enjoy your day off. And really quick, man, thank you for your support. I know you're a Patreon supporter. You've been rocking out with us for a very long time. Appreciate it, brother. And, you know, once again, condolences for that fire you suffered. Hope you and your family bounce back. Go ahead, Matt. Mike, shit.
I'm going to tell everybody to smash the thumbs up button. And we need 423 to 90,000 subs. So tell a friend to tell a friend. I was going to ask you how you feel about a possible Huey Fury fight with Usyk maybe next year. I mean, we know Huey Fury, he's not scared to take the big fight. He lost to Parker, lost to what's going on here?
Are you fucking dead yet? Don't ever bring up that motherfucker's name, bro. Stop. You seen the shit he did in fucking Bulgaria? They should have left him over there, bro. Don't ever bring up his name. I fucking backed him. I watched that shit live. I even picked that motherfucker, and he went out there and fought with one hand. Still hasn't even come out and said that, you know, his arm or his shoulder was torn or ligament. Nothing. He just fought with one hand because that's who the fuck he is. Don't bring that motherfucker up no more. You know what I'm saying? That fucking bullshit. I swear, bro. That was whack. That was not cool what he did.
I see if you still feel kind of way about it.
I'm shocked.
Did you put money on him?
I'm shocked you don't. Hell yeah, I put money on his bum ass for decision.
That's why you feel away.
But wasn't he supposed to win a decision? Come on, man. Pulev's
Yeah, he was supposed to win a decision. I thought, but
he got the legs Fury got, and you know, he can't even do that, bro.
I just remember him fighting against Joseph Parker, and that would turn me off of him. But I wasn't very high on Pulev because he keep on pulling out of like big fights, but I see why he wants to fight only in Bulgaria and like nowhere else, unless it's like a big, big fight with AJ or Vlad.
Yeah, man. Well, let me see. Who do we got on Skype? Let's get to who's on here? Idris, talk to me.
Yo, what's happening, man? First things first, Ness, I gotta agree with you. That Hugh Fury fight was probably the worst performance of 2018. All right. I don't know what that was. I don't want to watch it. Another fight of his ever again. Yeah, let that guy just do something else over there with the other boys. But Usyk, he's doing the right thing fucking with the zone and Matchroom and them heavyweights, man. Because them lot, at the end of the day, their resumes are all going to have each other's names on it. You know what I'm trying to say? The PBC, say what you like, they've got a good roster of heavyweights. When you take away all the belts and stuff, they've got a good roster. But what's going on with them? Like, you got Joyce, you got Luis Ortiz, you got Brazil, you've got Areola, all fighting within 3 weeks of each other. None of them are fighting each other. Like, how long is that going to go on for? Are they all just lining up in order for WBC title shots? Something needs to be done over there, man. Hopefully everyone can just start fucking building good resumes, win, lose, or draw, man. That's all I want to see. I just want to see good fights.
I mean, you got Big Baby on the other side fighting guys that he shouldn't be while you guys are getting a, you know, regurgitated fight. Like, Chisora White doesn't need to happen. Chisora Big Baby, same networks. Yeah, but here's the thing. Makes sense.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Chisora and White are fighting on the same night. They're fighting each other. Like, Areola, Joyce, and Ortiz are fighting on the same night. They're not even fighting each other. Like, what would you prefer? Would you fight?
Well, Areola, right? I wouldn't prefer Areola to fight Joyce because Areola's making a comeback. Joyce is on the up and up. Joyce needs a better fight than Joe Hanks, but an even better fight than Areola.
Yeah, but Dylan White doesn't really need to fight Chisora, but he'd rather fight Chisora. He can just wait.
No, that's what I'm saying. Dylan White sends a contract or sends a message to Luis Ortiz. Yeah, I want to fight you December 22nd. Ortiz accepts, but now we got Chisora, which we don't need.
Bro, what is going on in PBC right now? Yeah, that none of these heavyweights, the PBC are the only people that have three different champions in the same weight division that just won't fight each other. That is constant. When do you see Top Rank ever?
Oh, really? Because the last I checked, all the champions at welterweight have fought each other. It's just Earl waiting for a shot. But
there's no unification going on.
In a span of 24 months or less, three top five welterweights mixed it up on PBC. In the span of eight months, two top three heavyweights have mixed it up. What are you talking about?
Look at the super welterweight division, yeah? In the last 2 years, there's been so many.
You talking about the super welterweight or the junior? Or you talking about the super welterweight or the junior middleweight division where they also unified? What are you talking about?
What about 126? What's going on there? The last 2 years, there's been like Lee Selby, Gary Russell, all these guys have just been holding on to it.
And PBC didn't do Abner Mars versus Leo Santa Cruz. They didn't do that, right?
Yeah, just a title shot. Man,
get out of here, bro. Get a boomerang status to be able to fucking punch after the bell with your whack ass call. All your misinformation, lying. Fuck is you talking about? Look, everybody's doing good. This is the problem. This is exactly what Rob is talking about. You guys keep making it a UK America thing. Why we can't just be happy we got good fights? We sitting here talking about Usyk, who's a Ukrainian, with motherfucking Dillian White, who's a fucking Jamaican or some shit Nigerian living in fucking UK. But you want to make it about the dirt these dudes live on. Like, get your life right, you English muffin, fucking sheep. Teff, South Beach, holla at me. Teff, South Beach, 1, 2.
Three, out the door.
Damn, he got me thinking my sound. Maybe he's at work. It's all good, player. We're going to go to New Jersey. First time caller, 862-235. Who's this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My name is Mike.
Mike, where you calling in from?
New Jersey, bro. What's good?
Chilling, brother. Holla at us.
I don't know what's wrong with these UK people, bro. Some of them just don't know nothing. Like, some of them just don't know shit. Like,
I think they just bitter, man.
I don't know. It's just annoying. Like, first of all, honestly, I think Wyatt is overrated. Like, this dude is full of shit. Like, he be lying. And it's just, like, Eddie even said it himself. Like, we didn't send Ortiz no Wyatt contract because the Chisora fight is a bigger fight. That's what Eddie said. He said it's a bigger fight. We don't have to fight Ortiz, right? It's a bigger fight. Like, why is this guy lying about sending contract to Ortiz? Like, it don't make no sense. Like, you guys was in the media talking about, oh, the UK public want Chisora. Now you're talking about you sent him contract, blah, blah, blah. And these guys believe everything so far it comes out of their guy's mouth. Like, can't you just use your brain or some shit? Like, come on, man. I don't know what that dude's name, KO or some shit. You talking about Ortiz. If Ortiz was 10 years younger, he would have beat Wilder. Bruh, if Klitschko was just 2 years younger, he would have fucked AJ up. He's 2 years young, he would have fucked him up. Come on, man. These guys be talking hella shit, bro. Can't wait for Wilder to just knock out their boy. And they will all shut up.
Bro, where's your nationality, bro? You sound like you might be Nigerian.
Bro, I am Nigerian. I used to love AJ, bro. But come on, this all shit, bro. It's obvious. Like, this is all bullshit. Like, these guys are playing games, cherry picking, lying to the media, trying to look good in front of the media, just twisting everything up. Like, if you have common sense, you know this is all stupid. Like, come on. Gotta get on my nerve, bro. So I don't like calling because I be getting mad with this shit.
But that's exactly why you got to call. This is the place to call in when you're frustrated, bro. When you're happy, when you want to gloat that you got it right, or when you're sad that you got it wrong, when you're frustrated, these motherfuckers are pulling our legs. But listen, Mike, man, thank you. Stand up, New Jersey, my home state, doing it big. Dominic, Seattle, holler at us.
Yo, yo, what's good? What's good? What time is it out there? In,
10 a.m.
Okay. With the Usyk and Dillian White talk, I watched that interview, and I don't think it was an interview or something, but I think that Dillian White's just speaking real. I think if he did come to heavyweight, like I said last night, he should fight Luis Ortiz, because last time I checked, he's a bum in the UK, right? The UK thinks Luis Ortiz is a bum, so Usyk should fight him. I mean, Usyk is almost the same height as Luis Ortiz, right?
I don't know, man. Maybe. They probably met in the amateurs, for all we know.
I mean, Usyk is 6'4".
6'3 on BoxRec.
And Luis Ortiz is 6'4".
Usyk is 6'3 on BoxRec.
So, yeah, that... Oh, well, I think Luis Ortiz is that height. And with the UK talking all the smack and Rob yesterday, I just don't think that, I still think that they have a UK versus USA type of feeling, because Eddie Hearn keeps on having Anthony Joshua or Dillian White keep on fighting a stable in the UK. Why don't Dillian White come out here and fight Luis Ortiz? Like, I know that
because he's a pay-per-view draw out there, bro. That's like you telling motherfucking Canelo he got a fight in the UK. He's a pay-per-view draw in the US. Like, what are you talking about?
What I'm basically saying is, okay, Chisora isn't pay-per-view, though. Chisora had to come with $5 million just to fight him.
So nah,
what do you mean? Chisora versus White is pay-per-view.
No, I'm saying you're saying he's a pay-per-view draw. That means
Chisora is over there. Over there, Dillian White. So why would Dillian White come to fight in the U.S.? He making pay-per-view number and back-end money over there.
He could have been on Deontay Wilder undercard.
Not making any pay-per-view. Not making any pay-per-view upside. He ain't making no dollars off every pay-per-view bought in the U.S. if he fight on the undercard of Deontay Wilder.
No, you know why he don't want to do it, because it's UK versus USA.
Dog, man, listen, you can't say that. You can't say that. The truth is, that's a lot of politics. You asking for Eddie Hearn to give up one of his best heavyweights and put him on a rival?
You just said politics.
Yeah, it is a lot of politics. So you asking
USA
you asking for a promoter to be super friendly. Super friendly and say, yeah, fuck it. Go use my guy on your pay-per-view. Build up your guy's resume or popularity. Increase, you know, pay-per-view set. Like, yo, you're crazy. That deal would have to be worked out that, you know, Dillian White gets some sort of cut. Because I know that America and Showtime would probably say, no, Dillian White doesn't deserve a cut because of guess what? He's not a U.S. draw. When he fought in the U.S., he fought on a top-ranked undercard, non-televised. So he doesn't have any statistics or analytic to back up that he's a draw in the U.S. and that he would help Deontay Wilder's pay-per-view. But obviously they have some sort of data that they can use to show that a fight between Dillian White and Luis Ortiz on the undercard of fucking Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder would be a positive thing. That's just asking Eddie for too much, I think. Now, yes, Dillian White could have been a man's man and said, no, I want to fight Luis Ortiz. I don't care if it's on the undercard. And Eddie probably has got to match the offer or let him fucking do it. But again, this is a business, bro. That's like telling Coca-Cola, yeah, you know, let's do a commercial with Pepsi. You know, you get Beyonce for Coke and we're going to have Kylie Jenner for Pepsi in the same. Like, get the fuck out of here. You guys be living in a dream world. Like, take it out of boxing and put it in something else, bro. We ever going to see Burger King and McDonald's do a commercial together? Fucking weirdos.
I'm going to say Kylie Jenner, not a bad option.
Not a bad option for what? She'll never do a Coca-Cola Pepsi. She's Pepsi. She never.
Yeah, of course. We got a super chat from Ricky Samuel. Set them on fire, Ness. Oh, okay.
Because this is fucking sheep. I don't understand it. Like, I hate when they gotta like bring up dudes. Like, we on a one topic, bro. It's crazy. And I literally
we got another one from Cass. There has never been a US/UK rivalry. Historically, UK boxing has never been on the level of US boxing. Hashtag just facts.
I mean, I don't even know about those facts. I'm not a historian, though. I wouldn't be able to tell nobody nothing about that. But
I got Dennis Lewis.
Let's get out to Oliver in Bermuda. Man, I wish I was over there. I'm going to be in the Caribbean in a couple days, though. So shout out to you, B.
Yo, just real quick, this is my problem that I have with the UK fans. There's ample room for Dillian White. There's a lot of unanswered questions in the heavyweight division. So I don't understand why he's so focused on Usyk. Like, why, if Ortiz is such a bum, if Ortiz sucks, why not set it up to where they can fight? You understand what I'm saying? So, and no one's calling him out on this. And I also think they're forgetting his fight before Joseph Parker was shit. His fight before Joseph Parker was absolutely shit. So it's just really frustrating that they just don't want to see the best fighters fighting the best fighters. And at the end of the day, Dillian White ducked Ortiz. They keep talking shit about Wilder, you know, a champion, WBC champion, not wanting to fight Dillian White. But the WBC made it a mandatory. They made it a mandatory. If he fights Ortiz and wins, he gets Wilder. and no one is calling him out on this shit. And then he starts calling out Usyk. You understand?
Well, I mean, let's be fair, though. Let's be fair. To play devil's advocate, the reason people are on the UK side say, oh, it's not a duck, is because how could the WBC make Dillian White a third eliminator with Luis Ortiz? Now, I'm with you because I'm of the mindset, fuck if they made me jump through 100 hoops.
Okay.
Fuck if they made me jump through 100 hoops. Yeah, now they're saying this one is the title shot. So, like, I would have done it.
Okay, but to counter that argument, everyone knows that he's up next to fight Anthony Joshua, all right, pending his success with Chisor. Now, what would happen instead of fighting Chisor, if he really wants to fight that bad, he does the mandatory with Ortiz, and now he's up there with all the belts for Joshua and the WBC. He would be in a much better position.
Yeah, but it's also a dangerous position. It's also that's like you. No. That's like you having the winning lottery numbers, right? You got 4 out of 6, and they telling you, listen, we're going to cash you out for the 4, but you can go for the mega million with the last 2 numbers, but not make nothing if you go for the 6 and you don't get the 6. Because that's exactly what you're telling them.
But he's fighting Chisora.
But it don't matter. No, Chisora. But Chisora is not Ortiz. You know that.
But that's right. That's my point. Then why? That's my point. They keep referring to Ortiz as this bum. And
yeah, but
everyone
knows, bruh. You know they sheep. You know they sheep. They lying. They lying.
He's next in line. He's next in line for AJ. But he wants to take this Chisora fight. If you're that much of a badass, fight Ortiz. That's my call.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in all the way in Bermuda, brother. Appreciate it. We're going out to what looks like a first-time caller. New York City, maybe. First time? First-time caller, New York City? Upstate-y?
Yep. Yeah. I'm what's up, man? Jarrell from BK. I called them before.
Terrell from BK?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a new number, player.
Yeah, got a new number, man.
All right. Talk to us, man.
Hey, now, what's up, man? I want to just drop a few points. First of all, dog, I don't know if it's me. I've been watching boxing for a long time. I don't know if it's me or if I'm just tripping. Maybe it's the Kush. But I could have swear to God I seen Chisora beat the shit out of Dillian White. So I never hear nobody say that. Dillian White did not win that fight, man. He lost that fight. That's a fact. I seen it. He got the shit beat out of him.
I was
other point I got, the whole thing with like I fuck with AJ, like I like Anthony Joshua, I fuck with AJ, but the whole thing with like even Wilder and AJ, the problem with Wilder, like in a heavyweight division to me is Wilder got, he got pretty quick hands, and if he touch you, it's a wrap, dog. Every time he hit Ortiz, when he touched him with the right hand, it looked like Ortiz had a change of heart, looked like he didn't want to beat it every time he got hit with the right hand. So that's why I think like a lot of them British fans is worried about, because he's going to get touched with that shit, bro. And when he, and I like AJ, bro. Like, I like AJ, like his style a little bit more to Wild, but I'm worried for him, man, because once he gets touched, it's a wrap. So I just wanted to put that out there, yo. I love the show, man. Love what y'all doing. But once again, man, Chisora beat the shit out of Dillian White. We all know this, man. Nobody's bringing that up, man. That's my call. I'm out.
We got a super chat from Jack Kilsby. Ortiz is too busy fighting diabetes to fight White. Bah. Sheep emoji, crown emoji.
Mm-hmm. At least he knows what he is, man. That's when you know you're doing your job, you know? When they can identify, everything is good. New York City, new caller, 347. First time caller?
Yo, what's up?
What up? First time caller?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro, yeah, brother. Let the world know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yo, what's good? What's good, Boxing Boys, man? It's Trey from Brooklyn.
Trey, what up?
This Trey from Brooklyn.
Is this Trey Way? Trey Way?
Nah, not Trey Way.
Oh, man, you had me crunk for a minute, boy.
Nah. Listen, I like Joshua. I like Wilder.
I like the heavyweight division, man. Two best need to fight the best, man. Dillian Whyte, we'll see what he do against Chisora. The last caller was right. Chisora did beat his ass the first fight, you know what I mean? So we're going to see what happened in the second fight. I hope he do fuck up the plans for Eddie Hearn, man. If he do that, that'd be dope. I don't see Usyk competing with the heavyweights, man. What y'all think, man? I don't see. Because Tony Bell, you had him, man, until he ran out of gas. What y'all think, man?
I don't know, man. I still need to see, like, you know, we judging a cruiserweight at heavyweight based off a cruiserweight performance.
You're right, man. But we gonna see, man. Like I said, nobody don't want to step up to Deontay Wilder, man. AJ need to step up to the plate. Us as fans just want to see the best fight the best. We don't care about how much AJ gonna make, how much Wilder gonna make, because none of them is giving us some of that money. So we just want to see the best fight the best to see who the number one of the hill, man. I really think it's my boy, Deontay Wilder. I will be paying for that pay-per-view. And thanks, fellas, man. Y'all got the best show on boxing right now on YouTube, man. Have a good day, y'all.
I'm just of the mindset, man, that these heavyweights with Joshua, with Wilder, with Fury, even Dillian Whyte, I mean, these guys are big, man. We've seen a natural heavyweight and Joseph Parker have trouble with AJ, with Whyte. So these guys are big, bro.
Shout out to Trey in Brooklyn. And Trey, man, thank you for the kind words. It would be amazing if you could head on over to iTunes and drop us a 5-star review and just say the same thing. You know, best show on iTunes, best show on YouTube. All that works, you know what I mean? Show your hardcore fan status. Stand up for TBV. You know what I mean? We bring that hardcore boxing talk over here. Let's get out to some more callers.
You gonna fight those two guys and step in and fight Deontay Wilder? That's my alternative. It is. He can bank.
Let me see. Looks like we got some more first time callers here, Mike.
Hey man, why you play the audio?
Which audio?
The audio in the chat. I'll repost it.
I mean, cause you playing audio, I think, from like something that has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, you're right.
You know, Joseph, Texas, stand up. What up? Good morning.
Oh, man, it's cold as hell here in Texas. We got snow on the ground. I wasn't ready for all this shit.
Damn.
I watched the fight, man. I was pretty impressed with Usyk, man. I think he's just showing more layers to his game. I hadn't watched him a whole bunch. As far as heavyweight goes, man, who do you guys think would be a good first heavyweight fight for him, you know.
Dillian White's calling him out, brother. That's what we're talking about. Dillian Whyte thinks that he's not a heavyweight. He thinks he'll struggle at heavyweight. He thinks he'll bet, you know, that if he fights him, he'll just walk him down and punish him.
Joseph Parker.
Yeah, but I think you want to go maybe like Mike said earlier, a level below him, just to see, feel him out, get him used to the weight. Because skill wise, I think he'll blow Dillian Whyte out the water. You know, Dillian Whyte is. I don't think he's as that good as UK fans like to make him seem. You know, them sheep, man, they'll eat shit and like it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, I mean, I think you can get him with a little bit of a lower level heavyweight, let him get used to the weight class and see
who
what
you think? There. Like,
I do think
90 seconds.
But I guess can't think of anybody off the top of my head though to do that with. You know what I'm saying? I mean he could go straight to the Dillian Whyte fight, but I'd like to see him, you know, get one or two fights in a heavyweight just to get used to the new weight class and see how he feels. But anyways, man, that's my call. Y'all have a good one, TBV.
That's who I want to see him getting against. I want to see him in there against Parker. I think Parker would be the perfect step in level.
Let Parker seconds
fighting in December, and maybe give Parker another fight in February, and let Parker just like get back to it, man. Let's see.
Parker ain't got the power, dog. Then we gonna be questioning whether Usyk's a real heavyweight. We need Dillian Whyte type power, Luis Ortiz type power.
Bro, he had Dillian Whyte gone. What you mean,
man? Dillian Whyte was high. It wasn't knocked out. You bugging?
Oh my god, isn't he okay? All right, bro.
Yeah, you just muted yourself too. So that means that when you wasn't muted, you had the whole motherfucking Luke, I am your father, Star Wars background noise going on. Anybody on Skype that I need to double check? This update got me not knowing if you're there or not. Yes? Anyone that I haven't gotten to on Skype?
Yeah.
Who is it?
What? 10 seconds.
Who is it? Solomon, why are you George. Lying? Why are you lying, Solomon? We already got to you. Who?
Joel.
Oh, Joel, what up?
Good, man. How are we doing, man?
We're good. We're talking Dillian White, saying Oleksandr Usyk will struggle moving up, and that he'd punish him.
Yeah, but I get what he says, and I think he's right, though, because I've listened to the interviews. He says Usyk is not ready for the top five heavyweight, and then he's right. Usyk needs to acclimate himself with the top, to the heavyweight, so I think he has to start with at least the top 10. And up to the dog, I don't know if he has a dog or he hasn't, he doesn't have it. So I don't know what we can say. So there is one thing I want to say again. I listened to the interviews for what Dillian White says about Brazil and Ortiz. He said that when I wanted them to fight me, he didn't want. And then I check on internet, Dillian White called out Ortiz in 2016. That's why he said, I sent him two contracts. He didn't want the fight in 2016. Now he want to fight me. He said the same things with Brazil. He said, back then I sent him the contract to fight me. We sent him, but he didn't fight. He didn't want to fight me. Now he want to fight me. I'm not. As a fan, I don't condemn what he says, but there is something right also. Like, I don't know, but I just want them to fight. Come on, guys. They need to fight. What is this? Dillian White need to put his feeling aside and then fight those guys.
I agree, man. I'm just happy to hear someone across the pond feel the same way.
I'm not across the pond. You forgot. I called the two times.
Oh, that's
I'm
right. You're in Dubai. That's right. I forgot.
The French guy.
Yeah. No, I remember. But that's why you're talking. Facts, man. You're not drinking that pond water.
Yes.
But Joel, man, thank you for calling in, brother, all the way in Dubai. We appreciate it, making the show international for sure. Remember, everybody, man, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It helps with the visibility of the show. Plus, we read your iTunes review right here live on the show. I just want to remind everyone, if you want to support the show, head on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors. Don't forget, if you're doing any Amazon shopping, Christmas is coming, Thanksgiving, you know, now they're doing produce, whatever Amazon shopping you're doing, doesn't even matter what country you're in, all right? So, hey, Joel in Dubai, bookmark the TBV Amazon link. Whenever you do some Amazon shopping, it's going to give us a little kickback. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's not like they add extra dollars or cents to your bill. They actually give us a kickback for sending you through our hyperlink. And remember, if you are into audiobooks, we have 2 months free of audiobook on theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors. So you can click on the link, sign up for audiobook. Obviously, we get a kickback there as well. And it's a way for you to continue to help the show grow and support us. Speaking of support, you know, you can head on over to theboxingvoice.com and click on the support TBV via Patreon. Become a Patreon and listen to last night's episode of Overtime after the Usyk Bellew recap show. Plus, there's titles of episodes of Untitled there, as well as episodes of what
Overtime. Else? We have a fresh Overtime today that we'll be uploading to the
Patreon. Today we got Untitled. We got Untitled today, but we had Overtime definitely yesterday. We just posted a new post for Axe of Deontay Wilder as we're heavily considering going to the camp one last time because it looks like this is going to be the last set of sparring partners. As next week is Thanksgiving and then the following week is the big week of the fight. So we're thinking of going down. We have the Ask Deontay Wilder posts in Patreon.com. You guys always say, hey, ask this question. Why you didn't ask him this? Why you didn't ask him why is he ducking dealing white? Won't you ask him yourself? Put your name there. Don't be a pussy or a sheep. Ask the question.
From Stainless real quick. Laugh my fucking ass off at Ness. Not drinking that pond water. Shake my head. LOL.
Hey, man. I mean, look, when you ain't drinking a pond water, you ain't talking like a sheep and you ain't quacking like one. But anyway, remember, man, hit the thumbs up button, future, present, past. I'm sorry I got to repeat all these ways for you to support the show. And don't think we're money hungry because, like we said, a thumbs up, a five-star review, sharing the show are the biggest, best ways to support us. Subscribing to the YouTube channel, telling your mom to subscribe and listening to the show, sharing it with your dad or your dad's friend or your brother's best friend, whatever the case may be. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Me and Mike here every weekday morning rocking out the TBV. I wanted to make it Saturdays, but old man Mike can't stay up, but he calls me old. I'm telling these young whippersnappers be calling me old, but I'm getting knockdowns in the ring. That's all I'm saying.
This guy want to do a fucking show at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Now, if he tells Mike, hey, Mike, you want to do one at 11? We can work on that. You know, no, we can do that.
Like, but, why you acting like the blue collar man don't work on Saturdays? Why you acting like the blue collar man don't work on Saturday? They need us to get to work. The same way they use us right now for their commute, they need us on Saturday. But nah, Mike want to be sleepy time with the sheep. You counting sheep. How many UK sheep it take you to go to sleep?
Probably... I duck all of them. I got something coming up with them. I duck all of them.
Ness GTO, Instagram, Twitter, Ness GTO, Mike.
Follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. And cross your fingers. Hopefully we will have a live show with Dimitri Salida later on today. Promoter of
Big Baby. And even possibly we could schedule that Ronnie Shields interview today. Huge possibility. So,
I believe he has some kind of thing going on with Clarissa Shields too, right? Is he her promoter too?
He is Clarissa Shields' promoter, and if we solidify the interview and schedule the show, we'll also post on Patreon and ask Dimitri Salida or Clarissa Shields or whatever fighter person we interview, the posts will be on Patreon. So our listeners obviously can ask Dimitri Salida, why won't you let Big Baby out of his contract? Or whatever it is you think we won't have the balls to ask or we will forget to ask, you make sure to put that question in the post and it will be asked as your Patreon privilege.
And check out for the page. I have an interview with Martell. I'm not fucking Martell Webster. He is a 168 pound fighter. He's 28-1 with 14 KOs. So be on the lookout for him. And he called out Callum Smith. He said he's trying to get that mandatory for Callum Smith. So be on the lookout for that interview too.
Mike, it's your time to give your social media.
I gave it Gross1911 on IG and Gross2312 on Twitter.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, peace, guys. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel to get that notification in case we go live again. Because, hey, we might be live again.